This is the closing market report for Friday. On the phone line with us to look at the weather forecast for the state of Illinois and how things finished up in the month of July is Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's go back and look at the month of July 1st. We're a little concerned about the number of growing degree days that have been gathering up since the corn was planted late. And I know we deal with these from May 1, but that's where it starts from. What do you see, and how did the month of July go?
Yeah, if you look at the month of July, we ended up at about 73 degrees, which is about 2 degrees below average. It was actually one of the cooler, in fact, it was the 19th coolest July on record. So a very cool month. And it was, for the most part, it was a fairly dry month as well, especially in the northern half of the state, although the southern half of the state got quite a bit of rain. And that pattern has kind of continued on into August now, with the first week or so of August being, again, very cool, and also getting lots of rain in the southern part of the state, but not as much in the central part of the state. So we've been kind of continuation of that pattern there. So we're kind of slipping behind on things like growing degree days. And also, you know, we've had a fairly, up until today, we had a stretch there of several days of just very cloudy conditions. So I'm a little bit worried about, just the sunlight, lack thereof, is also a contributing factor. So
we need both heat and sunlight to finish the crop off, rainfall as well. Let's start with the sunlight and the heat. I think I heard somebody say that maybe a little bit later in the month we might have some heat building that could help the crop out. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. The numbers I'm looking at from the forecast are, they're not really pessimistic, but they all are trending towards the cooler than average conditions. If you look at like the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecast, all of those are pointing towards and continue to point towards the likelihood of below average temperatures. Now, we've been running just about 2.5 degrees below average. You know, like today, you know, the average for today in Champaign-Urbana is about 84 for a high. We're about at 80, 81 at this point. So, you know, it's not like we're having to pull out the sweaters or anything, but it is running a little on the cool side, and it looks to continue, for at least from the forecast I've seen.
And what do you see for the next several days in our part of the world?
Yeah, if you look at Champaign-Urbana in particular, our area, chance of rain tonight, but otherwise it's going to be fairly mild the next couple of days, with highs in the low 80s, hovering around 81, 82, overnight lows in the low 60s and upper 50s. A moderate amount of humidity, but not too oppressive for this time of year. So, and really that continues on into next week. Got a 40% chance of rain on Monday and Monday night, and then fairly mild temperatures beyond that, in the upper 70s for highs and the upper 50s for lows.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon. Be sure to visit our website and listen to Commodity Week. That one comes up at about 6 o'clock this evening. Looking forward to having a discussion with you.